This is Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary.
Hi everyone, it's Holly from Pretty Big Butterflies and Holly Plus. For those of our listeners who don't know me, my name is Holly and I'm a mummy influencer, specifically focused on lifestyle and fashion, and I have two little boys. I'm super excited to be on Bump, Baby and Beyond from Emma's Diary. This podcast is made in association with our friends at MAM, the breastfeeding experts. Today I'm joined by the wonderful Amy from Through Amy's Eyes, and we're going to delve into the world of expressing rather than breastfeeding. Us mums are so hard on ourselves when it comes to feeding our little ones. They can often feel a little bit overwhelming. So let's talk it through and see if we can put the world of feeding to rights. Welcome, Amy. It's so lovely to have you here today.
Hello, thank you very much.
So you're a mum to two little boys.
I am, yes.
Who are absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Did your breastfeeding journey change between the two boys? Was it different for each one?
Yeah, so my first little boy, when he was born, I was very much of the mindset of I wanted to breastfeed. You know, we all know that breastfeeding is best. It gives them the best start in life. And I really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
But when he was born, you know, circumstances happened and it didn't work for us. That journey didn't happen. And I spent quite a lot of time feeling really deflated, feeling like I'd failed.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a nice feeling. And it took kind of a few weeks of talking to myself and saying, actually, you're not a failure. You're doing the best for your child. You're feeding them. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
But when I fell pregnant the second time, I knew that our second baby was going to be our last. And okay. I really, really wanted to give it a good stab because I thought, this is going to be the only other time I do this.
Yeah.
I really want to give it a whirl.
Of course.
I made myself as knowledgeable as I could. So I researched, I found groups on social media, I found other bloggers that promoted breastfeeding.
Yep.
And I found almost like a little tribe that I surrounded myself with so that when the time came and I had my littlest, I was able to have this like support network around me where I could ask questions.
Yeah.
I remember at one point I was trying to get him to latch on, and I remember taking a photo literally of my boob with this tiny little baby on it and sending it to a WhatsApp group of my friends going, is this right? Has he latched on properly?
Because you just don't know, do you?
You
don't. When you're doing anything for the first time.
Yeah, and when it's your first time breastfeeding as well, it's such a minefield because you know how it should work. You know that the baby latches on and it should work. But it's not that easy.
Yep.
It's actually really, really hard.
Absolutely.
And I found that being as knowledgeable as I could still didn't give me all the tools that I needed, but it helped when it came to it. And we were able to have some kind of breastfeeding journey, be it not the journey that I particularly wanted.
Yeah. So did your journey then change from breastfeeding to expressing? How did that happen?
So when my youngest was born, he was 4 weeks early.
Yeah.
So he was a bit of a surprise when he was born. It was a bit of a shock all round.
I bet 4 weeks is, you think, hold on, I've got a little bit longer to go, guys.
Yeah, yeah. I literally went on maternity leave on the Wednesday, and on the Thursday night, I was holding my baby. I was like, oh, okay, I haven't batched cooked. I haven't done anything that I meant to.
Yeah.
And because he was so small, he found it really hard to latch on. And luckily, at the hospital where I had him, there was an amazing midwife, and she showed me how to hand express colostrum into these little tiny syringes. And
I remember doing that. I found it very tough, actually, doing
it was,
that.
It was, but this midwife was so supportive. She was so helpful. And my husband was really helpful because trying to hand express into a syringe, you know, you need kind of two hands to massage your breast and get the milk out. And then you need something else to get the milk into the syringe. So a lot of the time it was a team effort.
Yeah.
And my husband was the one kind of using the syringe to get the milk, and there's me expressing. And we was then able to give him the liquid gold with the syringes.
Yeah.
When I got out of hospital, we had to top him up at that point with formula because obviously he couldn't sustain himself with just the little syringes.
Yeah.
But because
he
was so small, we couldn't get him to latch on.
Okay.
So we had to top him up. When I got back home, I was able to use an electric pump. I was able to kind of hook up to that. And I will never, ever forget that first bag of milk that I got. It was it just felt like such an achievement. I was like, imagine. I can do it. Yeah. I got milk.
To just kind of see it there in front of you. Yeah. Like, oh my goodness, I've just done that.
That's it. Yeah. That was exactly it. And it was such a good feeling to actually be able to get this milk. And because he was still so little, we couldn't latch on. So I had to express, pop it into a bottle and feed him with that.
So why did you have to express? Did your breast feel too heavy or how
I expressed that? Because I wanted to breastfeed. Okay. I really wanted to do it. And at that point, when he wouldn't latch on, I could well have gone, okay, let's just admit defeat and be done with it. Yeah. But I didn't want to. So that was why I expressed when I got home, because I knew the milk was there. You know, the milk was there.
Yeah.
You know, you get those rock hard boobs when your milk comes in and you know it's there. And we were putting it in the bottles and feeding him via the bottles. And it took about 2 or 3 weeks or so of me feeling like I was literally a cow that was hooked up to these machines. Every couple of hours, I used to have to wake up in the night and do it. Because obviously when you express, you need to mimic a natural feeding pattern of a baby.
Still have to kind of get up in the night and carry on doing that whole thing.
Yeah, because even though it's almost tricking your body into thinking that your baby is the one taking the milk from you, because otherwise your body won't produce that milk. You know, us females are very clever. We produce the amount of milk that our babies need. It's amazing,
isn't it, how our body reacts to things like that. That's especially as a new mum, how your body reacts is incredible. Yeah. I think.
So, and it was only about 2 or 3 weeks into our journey that my husband actually said to me, why don't you try and get him to latch on again? So it had been a few weeks, you know, he'd gained quite a lot of weight. He'd grown a bit. And I suddenly thought, well, let's give it a whirl. What have I got to lose? And he latched on. And it was just incredible. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
From not being able to actually get him to physically breastfeed for the first 3 weeks, I thought that my journey was expressing and that was that.
Yeah.
But he actually latched on and he was able to breastfeed. The only, not issue, but the only thing was, because from day dot he'd been topped up with formula, obviously, when you feed them formula, their bellies expand that little bit more and they want more. I was then having to kind of combi feed him, which ended up being our journey. And it worked for us. You know, I was still expressing. He was latching on every now and again and he was breastfeeding. And it worked.
And I think that's the key, isn't it? I think for mums is to find what works for you.
Definitely.
So we know obviously that the NHS does say that breastfeeding is the most beneficial for babies.
Yeah.
But I think we all know that, like you said earlier, as long as your baby's being fed and you find something that works for you, that's the key. Because there's just so much pressure, isn't there, I think, on mums.
I think as well, there is this pressure. As we've said, breastfeeding is best. We know that. And it does cause this magical connection between you and your baby. But that connection can be found through other means as well.
Absolutely.
You know, and you've also got to think about your own mental health.
Yeah.
This pressure can sometimes cause, like with my first, I felt like a failure before I'd even started my journey into motherhood. I felt like I'd failed at the first hurdle. But you haven't. You know, you're doing what you can do. And you do have to think about your own mental health sometimes, because a happy mum is a happy baby, as they say, and you've got to do what's right for you.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think when I had my eldest, my plan was, you know, I'm going to breastfeed and that's the end of it. That's what I've been told is best. So that's what I'm going to do. You know, I felt quite stern, you know, that this is my journey and I'm choosing to do it this way. But unfortunately, it didn't happen for us. That wasn't something we could do. Cameo was poorly and I couldn't get him to latch on. And we kind of didn't. I felt like it was a bit of a lost opportunity because there is that pressure. And I feel like sometimes with, you know, expressing, I think that it isn't really spoken about enough, because I remember, you know, very much being told about breastfeeding and, you know, that was kind of one way. And then there was formula feeding. But the whole world of expressing, you know, even now is quite new to me. And that's why I'm listening to you. I'm like, how does it work? How did you decide on that transition? Because it just isn't really spoken about enough.
No.
So while you found your kind of great balance of feeding your little ones, were there any products that you found particularly useful, or did you prefer an electric or manual breast pump? What worked for you?
So there are a few things that I would say were a must have when I was expressing. So I had an electric pump. I was actually able to, you can have electric pumps that plug into the mains. Some of them are hands-free. even if you get one that plugs in.
I love that it's so technical.
Do you know, there is a video of me somewhere floating around the internet where you can buy bras that have special holes in them that allow you to attach the breast pump to your boob. The bra fits over the top of it. It's like a special expressing bra. It attaches over the top, and I used to hook the pump into my kind of waistband, and there was a video of me somewhere hoovering whilst breast pumping, because
mum goals, that's mum goals.
You've got to get on with stuff, you know, especially when you're a mum of two. My husband shot this little video, and I'm hoovering while expressing, because you can't, sometimes expressing takes a long time as well. And yeah. So yeah, definitely a hands-free pump if you can get it. I found the electric ones were better, because with the electric ones, you can adjust the suction.
Yeah.
So if you need a greater suction, you can get that. It, once again, it mimics a baby. So a lot of the pumps you'll find have a letdown on them. So at the start of when you start breastfeeding, a baby suckles differently to get the formula out. After they've got the formula, they will then suckle slightly differently to get the good stuff out, the really fattening milk. And the breast pumps tend to mimic that natural suckling that a baby does to maximise the amount of milk that comes out. So I found an electric pump easier because it kind of did all that for me.
Yeah, of course, rather than you having to kind of find the momentum.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, the electric pumps I found was better. Definitely try and get some kind of pumping bra. They were amazing. And you can also get breast milk catchers, because you'll find that if you're expressing on one boob like you would while you were breastfeeding, your other boob may start leaking. And you don't want to waste any of that good stuff.
Catch it while you can.
You do not want to waste any of that good stuff. So you can get little catchers that attach to the other one, and as I said, you do sometimes feel a bit like a cow hooked up to all these different things, but if you're determined and you want to do it, you know, you do what you can to make it work.
Yeah, and it's great to kind of know, you know, that that's kind of how you feel, I think. So, like, other women listening are kind of sitting there thinking, you know what, I feel like a cow sometimes and I'm not alone.
And you know what's funny is that hum of the breast pump, kind of the vroom, vroom, vroom you'd get, that would send my baby off to sleep.
Oh, that's like winning, you know.
So if he was kind of sitting around, because they say that if you have your baby in eyesight or if you're holding them, that can enhance the milk production, because obviously it's the hormones of having your baby close, and that noise would send him straight off to sleep. That's, and that's the kind of noise that still haunts me to this day.
Hearing you wake up in the middle of the night, I could hear it. This podcast is made in association with our friends at MAM, the breastfeeding experts. As a mummy to two, I found the MAM product range an absolute lifesaver. MAM products are unique in both function and design, and are developed to support us parents throughout our breastfeeding journey. From manual to electric breast pumps, nipple shields, storage pots, and lots more, MAM really are the experts in breast care. To join their club and hear of exclusive offers, visit mambaby.com today. So I think it's great that, you know, you said you've done a video about it and you talk about it online as well. Do you feel like lately celebrities have been kind of normalising expressing and helping mums feel as though it's okay to express rather than breastfeed?
Yeah, so it seems like in America, pumping is a lot more accepted than in the UK. So there are a lot of American celebrities. I can't think of the name of who did it, but one of them posed on the cover of Vogue with like two breast pumps attached to her. And it was fantastic.
It's a massive statement, isn't it?
Yeah, and I thought that was so good to see somebody championing pumping, because I'm all for people normalizing breastfeeding. You know, I am a huge advocate of being able to feed in public. You know, I don't think women should have to cover up if they don't want to. But also pumping in public, it should be something that is quite normal, because there's no stigma attached to it.
It's the same, isn't it?
That's
the food for your baby, whether you're doing it with your baby right now or doing it for in 20 minutes time, it's the same thing, really.
Exactly. And I think that I do feel like social media, it has its flaws, but it is also fantastic for raising awareness, for breastfeeding, for expressing, because it gives normal people a platform to share their journeys.
Yeah.
And it lets other women know that they aren't on their own. So if you went back kind of 10 years ago, before Instagram and Facebook became a thing, if you were sitting at home struggling with breastfeeding, what would you do? You know, you might try and ring your midwife, you might speak to your mum or family. But now you can go online and within 30 seconds, somebody would have come back to you and said, I know what you're going through. I know, I feel exactly the same. Try this, that and the other. And it is just this whole supportive world.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think it's quite nice to be able to get the good and bad experiences as well. So, you know, you can feel, on one hand, you'd be like, right, you know, they're doing amazing. But at the same time, hold on, they're not doing so good. So, you know, I'm okay with what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I'm I focus a lot on like fashion stuff because that's like what I love. And there's a plus size model called Ashley Graham.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen, she's had a baby recently and she has been putting motherhood out there.
She was like, in Uber expressing the other day, wasn't she? And I was like, go on.
And she changed a nappy in the middle of like, I guess it's a bit like the equivalent like a of a supermarket store, wasn't it, or something. It looked like. So she's really been, I guess, and it's quite funny because when you read the comments, some people are like, oh my gosh, this is really graphic. And it's like, I can understand that some people are not used to seeing it because, like you said, it's been kind of kept behind closed doors for so long. But I'm quite excited about the fact that it is being shown so that, you know, like I said, I struggled and I felt quite alone when I had Cameo and tried my breastfeeding journey. And I guess I wish in hindsight I had done more research. It was only 3 years ago, but I wish I'd just done a bit more research and really kind of looked into things a bit more to be able to find examples like Ashley Graham in an Uber expressing her milk, you know. And I think it's a really good thing that we're seeing more of it, I suppose.
Completely agree. I think, unfortunately, as I said, social media sometimes gives us a perception that motherhood should be very clean. It should be very sparkly. It's always done on a white background for some reason.
It's all just off grey.
But it's not like that. It's messy. It's hard. You cry an awful lot as a parent. You know, definitely. As I said, my youngest is almost two now. But he probably still brings me to tears at least once a week. It's not easy. And especially when you're breastfeeding, it is so hard sometimes. And just by seeing that other women struggle, it does make you feel less alone. And it also makes you think, actually, this is going to get better.
Yeah.
And it gives you that little bit of hope when you see somebody, it doesn't matter if they're a celebrity or if they're just your friend, when you see somebody going through the same things that you are.
Yeah, definitely. And I know you touched on earlier that for a little bit, you know, your little one didn't latch on and that was a bit of a struggle. So what advice would you give to new mums then that if they were struggling with breastfeeding or thinking about expressing, what's your kind of advice for them?
My advice is to be prepared. Be prepared mentally, be prepared with all the tools that you need, and be prepared to try different things as well. So a perfect example of this is one of my very close friends. She was in the same boat as me when she had her second. She was determined to breastfeed. She had a really hard journey first time round with baby losing weight and all these things that come with breastfeeding. And the second time round, she really wanted to do it. And she messaged me one day and she was really apologetic and she was like, I'm so sorry for messaging you, but I don't know what to do. I'm struggling. This isn't working. I think her little one was only a couple of weeks old and it was relatively late at night. And I was like, right, I'm coming round. I'm coming round right now and I will be round to yours in 10 minutes. I took my breast pump with me. I took all my bits with me. And I went round to her and I said, I don't care if you're in your pajamas. I don't want to see the baby. I just want to see you.
Yeah.
And I went in, I gave her, I'd finished using my breast pump by this point, but I gave her kind of like a tutorial and I was showing her all the different ways that she could try and support this journey.
Yeah.
And she just cried because she just didn't know where to turn.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock at night when you're struggling with your little one latching on and you're not making enough milk and all these things that people worry and stress about. By her being able to express, it just let her have that breathing room to get her head back together. And then she was able to express milk throughout the night so that the next day, once she'd had a bit of sleep and she felt a bit more human, she was able to start again and get the latch sorted. And I think being prepared is so important because the last thing you want is to be at home with this little tiny baby trying to latch on and you're suddenly thinking, I'm stuck, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
If you've got a pump to hand, even just a hand pump, you know, being able to express keeps your milk going. It takes that pressure off of you. It keeps your baby fed.
Yeah.
And it gives you a chance to kind of recoup and get your head back together again.
I think it's about having that option, isn't it? Mm. So like I said, when I was first pregnant, I was like, no, I'm definitely breastfeeding. Mm. And then when obviously I realised we couldn't and we was in hospital for a week and I got back home, I was a bit like, oh my gosh, don't actually have anything now. Yeah. You know, I was so kind of, because I felt, you know, that I really wanted to take heed on, you know, breastfeeding. Mm. So I definitely was not as prepared as I should have been.
And I think for some women, breastfeeding is so, breastfeeding is natural. And for some women, it comes so natural to them. So some women, baby latches on and that's their journey. You know, they're able to feed for 6 months, a year, 2 years. They're able to feed for as long as they want. I have a friend that's like that. And I remember when I was going through my struggles, I was almost so jealous of her because I was like, why is it so easy for her?
Yeah.
Why can I not do this? But we have to remember that for other women, it's not that easy. You know, yes, it is a natural thing, but it is something that you have to work at for some women. And I really had to work and I felt like I had to fight to get our journey.
Yeah.
But it was a fight that I'm so pleased that I did.
Of course. And I think the expressing obviously helped along the way.
Massively.
And I think that's a really good message, actually, and one I would have taken back, is that expressing isn't kind of, you're not giving up.
You're not admitting defeat. No, not at all. You're just supporting your journey.
Yeah, it's a tool to help you, isn't it? And if you've got these tools to help you, then why not give them a try? You know, that's what they're there for.
Yeah, if you was looking at a maths equation and you were sitting there trying to work it out just using a pen and a paper, but yet you had a calculator next to you, you're not going to not use the calculator to help you.
Exactly.
You're going to use it, help yourself, and then carry on doing your equation.
Exactly.
There's no, if the tools are there, use them.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. But I loved hearing your story. Like I said, expressing was something that I haven't really thought about before. Mm. Not that I'm having any more children, may I add. But it's definitely something I wish I had considered more when I had my little one. So I'm sure that people listening are definitely going to take something from that.
I hope so. And I think the biggest tip that I would give is just to surround yourself with knowledge. You know, listen to podcasts like this. Find pages on social media that promote breastfeeding and promote expressing. There is so much out there to support women. You know, look on YouTube for videos of tools and tips to help you express and to help you breastfeed, because
definitely,
as I say, knowledge is power, and it is.
Yeah, and I think asking for help, something you touched on earlier, you know, with your friend, is
if
you're struggling, ask for help, because you have got friends, family, people online, medical professionals that are there to support your breastfeeding journey.
That's it. And I think as well with the medical professionals, there's so many people out there that can support now. You know, there are lactation consultants, there are specialists, and it may be a medical reason that you can't breastfeed. You know, there's tongue ties that affect babies, and a lot of the time, until a midwife or somebody that specializes in tongue ties looks, they don't know that there's a problem, and you're sitting at home, you know, struggling and crying because it's not working, when actually it's something that can be really easily resolved.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Amy, for coming in. I felt like I've been quite educated, actually. Like I said, I've taken loads away from this, so thank you so much for sharing you know, everything that you've been through with expressing and breastfeeding. I think it's just really nice to know that you can mix things up. It's not kind of one straight line for when you need to feed your baby.
No, that's it.
There's lots of different options.
There is. There's always options. And if you ever feel like giving up, then just find another way. There's always another way.
So thank you so much, Amy. I'm sure, you know, I've taken so much away from this, and I'm sure everyone listening is going to find it really helpful.
Thank you.
So where can we find you if we want to contact you or find out more about you?
Yeah, so if you want any tips and tricks with expressing, then I'm your girl. You can find me on Instagram at Through Amy's Eyes, or if you just search online Through Amy's Eyes, Amy with an I as well, because I like to be different, then you'll find all my tips and tricks when it comes to breastfeeding and expressing.
I'm following you already, so I'm sure everyone else needs to after this.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
This podcast has been made with our friends at MAM, the experts in breast care. Don't forget to check out their club at mambaby.com.